Where is the tango, the close embrace, so far gone now? Where is the waltz, traveling in tandem, the Cajun two-step? Its complicated wrapping of the arms around each other's waists. I'm Louise Morgan Runyon. I live in Jackson County. I moved here only 2 years ago, but I have come up to this place for my entire life. All of my family is from here and has been here for 8 generations, as they like to say. My grandfather, Ralph Seiler Morgan, Sr., the first, was Lucy and Rufus's brother. And there were 3 other children that lived, I believe. And I think 3 that died. My mother was born in Brevard, and every summer I came to live with my aunt and uncle at Penland. My great aunt Lucy founded Penland School, and my aunt and uncle Louise and John Morgan had a house there. And from ages 3 to 13, I was with them every summer. So my aunt really taught me to love the mountains and taught me to love and identify flowers and plants. And there was Aunt Lucy, who was, you know, a great inspiration in terms of craft. My family has really valued craft. My uncle, my Aunt Louise's husband, was an artist. And he, you know, kind of gave me my first experience of what it meant to be an artist. I forget to look in anyone's eyes if they are wearing a mask. Whose face can I see now, except on the Zoom screen? And there, making eye contact is tricky. Where is the holding of hands, the touching of cheeks, the common breath? So I did quite a bit of poetry writing in the 80s, and then I started using text in dance. So my writing kind of went into that. And then in around the year 2000, my writing really took on a life of its own, my poetry. In this strange age, I live in a fishbowl house of fog. On humid mornings, as mornings here almost all are, the bare trees of winter extend their black limbs through the silvery fogscape. On the few dry mornings, the brown mountains can be seen as the sun rises, shedding light on the few remaining red leaves.